Meet Adenike Adeleye, the visionary force behind Atumbi Africa Ventures, a brand that redefines creativity through African artistry and sustainability. At Atumbi Africa, Adenike transforms vibrant African print and fabric cutoffs into stunning utility bags, home accessories, and jewelry. Her work is more than design. It's a celebration of heritage, a commitment to the planet, and a bridge between tradition and modernity. Trusted by corporate partners, making up 90% of her clientele, Adenike has set a gold standard in custom branded gifts and elegant accessories, cementing her place in the corporate gifting and creative industry. Through her leadership, Atumbi Africa is more than a business. It's a movement empowering artisans, fostering sustainable practices, and showcasing African culture on a global stage. Every piece tells a story, every design radiates authenticity, and every venture is a testament to Adenike's passion for excellence and innovation. Adenike Adeleye, a trailblazer transforming African craftsmanship into timeless global treasures.
My name is Adenike Adeleye. I'm the lead creative at Atumbi Africa Ventures. We make contemporary utility bags made from Ankara, Ashoki, and Adire. So we're totally Afrocentric. And some of our products are made from recycled materials, leftover fabrics that we collect from designers, hence the name Atumbi. Atumbi means rebirth in Yoruba. So look at this bag. This is made from patchwork and jade. So this is totally reused fabric. Now we have, partnerships with tailors and designers in Lagos State and Ogun State, and they give us their fabrics, leftover fabrics, and we use them to make all these bags and all the accessories. This is a card holder. You'll notice inside and outside it's Ankara. So that's what we try to do. We try to project our African image, our tradition, our colors, our culture, using our fabrics to make contemporary daily use items. So we have the card holder and my spectacular earrings. You can see them, right? And this is something else. All these are handmade, by the way. All our products are handmade, okay? Okay, look at this. Pair of slippers. It's awesome, even if I say so myself. Okay, so we have basically lots and lots of stuff, right? We have these are luggage tags. So when you're traveling, don't bother with that ribbon because everybody else has the green ribbon on their suitcase. Get one of these. This will stand you out anywhere, as with all our products, okay? So now I love this, and most people love this, women especially. This is a foldable shopping bag. You drop this in your bag, and when you get where you're going, voila. Did I tell you this can carry 8 kg of stuff? I'm talking rice and just whatever. So this is our foldable shopping bag. And this, the laptop bag made with Ankara also. We also have reversible tote bag. You know, we have a range of products that you can use every day. You'll notice I'm wearing a hat here. This is the news. We call it the news cap, newsboy cap, you know. It's, okay, excuse me a minute, right? So when it's sunny, I wear it like this. When the weather is good, I wear it like that, okay? So you have one cap that you can wear in two ways, all right. Also, excuse me, we have this reversible also. So you have two caps in there. We call this a bucket cap. So it comes in various colors, various fabrics. You can pick what you want. So we have this shopping bag. I love, you know, those things that is one item and you can get 2 uses out of it. So I make a lot of reversible stuff. This is also another shopping bag, and it's reversible. So you're not that auntie or uncle that is always carrying just one bag, okay? So this is reversible also. So we have 2 sides. Now, another of our products, which we have a lot of, is the jute laptop bag. It's made with jute, a natural fabric, Ankara. Sometimes we use Ajire, and other times we use Ashoke. Actually, the one in that is made from Ashoke and jute. So we have a whole range of products. We have baby bags, we have lunch boxes, we have cooler boxes, camera boxes, any kind of bag you can imagine, we will create it. So when my children were much younger, I have daughters, by the way, so I would make ribbons with Ankara, you know, and whatever fabric I had and put it in their hair. And then some lady said, oh, I'd like to buy that. And she used to buy and take it abroad. And then I lost contact with her, and, you know, I kind of lost sight of the vision for a while. And then COVID happened. And okay, a little backstory. I've been importing corporate gift items and promotional materials for over 20 years from China. Then COVID happened, I couldn't travel. And I thought to myself, okay, what can I do? You know, and then I remembered that some time ago, I used to make Ashoke backpacks for people and give it to them when they were traveling out. Oh, take a bit of home with you. So I started again and started making Ankara stuff, you know, bags and backpacks was the original thing I started with. And then, okay, winter came and I made scarves made with Ankara, put a wool in it. And that was, you know, a smashing hit. So I figured, okay, why not do something else again? And then I would pick something summer, the hats for summer. And then, of course, when you're traveling, we have a range of travel bags, garments, you know. Let me show you one of those. This is a travel bag, a garment holder. You can actually hang your stuff in here, in the zipper part. And then we would zip it all up and you have a travel bag. So we have a range of products for everyday life. The major challenge that we have is finding artisans who are particular about finishing. And it's been tough, quite frankly, because I've had to retrain some of the people that work with me and tell them this is how I want it. But so far, it's not been too bad, you know. So the challenge is finding them. And when you find them, you have to do everything possible to keep them. And that's what, you know, I'm their best friend, I'm their mommy, I'm their auntie, because I don't want them to go anywhere else but, you know, to work with me. So that's one of the major stuff, you know. I don't have too much of an electricity problem because where our workshop is, we have basically almost 24 hours electricity. So that's fine. It's just the workmen that are not particular about finishing. I am particular about finishing stuff. So, but by the grace of God, I've been able to train some of them to come up to my level. And I hope to train a lot more people so that we can have a set of artisans who are proud of their work, who are proud to do the best that they possibly can at every point in time. Somewhere along the line, I had a client who said, oh, I want, they have a program. Like I said before, I've been doing corporate gift items for 20 years. So they said, oh, we have a program and we want only Ankara laptop bags. And they wanted maybe 1,500 pieces. And they said, oh, so that we don't get disappointed, we're going to give you just 500 pieces and give other people. And I said, that's fine, that's good. And we're able to do the work, deliver right on time. And on the day of the event, I was invited. And everybody was like, who made this one? I want that type. And who made it? Atumi Africa made it. I was so thrilled because, you know, I got feedback that the finishing was good, the size, the fabric, everything was just great. And that gave me encouragement. And I'm happy to say that this client has ordered 3 other times and they've also recommended me to an international body. So that was awesome. I am so thrilled. And that is why I'm going to share with somebody, anybody out there watching this at any point in time, always make sure that you do the best that you possibly can with whatever resources you have. Life doesn't have to be perfect. Things don't have to be going all the way you want them. just do the best you can and you will get that reward.
Hi, Dike.
Hello, Dike.
It's good to have you here.
And I'm very glad to be here.
I love what you do and you are so beautiful. So I would like you to tell me the business model you have. How do you sell? How do you make money with this entire thing that you do?
Okay, most of our income right now comes from corporate clients who place orders for laptop bags, the messenger bags for their events, you know, maybe conferences, trainings, you know, so that's where the major income comes from.
So, is it intentional that you are depending on just one foot? Or you add,
yes,
as humans we stand on two, if let's say you are in chair or in stool, you stand on four.
Okay,
so standing on one, what if that tries?
Another one is that we have this shopping bag. A lot of people use it for souvenirs as well as this tote bag.
Okay.
It's very popular for weddings and birthdays. So, you know, it has two sides. Okay, so it can be two Ankara sides, or some are one jeans and one Ankara. So people use it for souvenirs. So we do souvenir, party souvenir, event souvenirs, you know, apart from the corporate clients. So we have the party people, so to say.
So you can say you have both individual
and corporate. Yes.
Have you thought of making for an individual than yourselves?
Well, not. I'm working on that, but we're not quite there
yet.
That's
another way to make money. So don't have just one or two streams of income, because that's where your business model canvas would have helped you.
Okay.
You've heard about the business
model
canvas.
Yes.
So no matter the size of your business, please, when you are done today, get a business model canvas, print it out, it's free. I can't remember the name. So be interested in that box where you plan out your streams of income. And from what I can see, we are talking about cash flow.
Yeah.
You can make money in diverse ways beyond just making and selling these items.
Okay.
You can actually train people that want to come into this as well. Well, that is just one. I would like to know the biggest challenge you've had so far when it comes to cash flow.
The biggest challenge, cash flow. It's not flowing very well.
So what is blocking?
Okay, the thing is that I'm one of those people that, you know, should I say I'm greedy when it comes to the fabrics? So when I see fabrics, what I understand by cash flow is that you should have money coming in and going out, you know, of your business. So whatever little funds I have, I have a tendency to buy and stock fabrics, you know, because I'm thinking, oh, I'd love to see a bag and this and that. And then maybe an event comes up and I would like to go for maybe like a fair or something, and then I don't have too much cash maybe to pay for the stand or something, you know. So that can be a challenge.
So you tie down your money.
That's the word. Yeah.
So how are you sure that someone will need what you report? So if you ask me, I will tell you to maybe spend less on buying the fabrics and just keep it inventory, because that's money you can tie down, and by the time you even want to convert it, you have that money. What exactly should be? Because as a business, you need money to do other activities. Like you said, you have to attend a registration, you don't have cash. Your cash should be flowing just like water. So you make products, you sell, the money comes in.
Yes.
Okay. So you, the business owner, should not be the one tying down money because you love a particular fabric. All right.
Okay.
You can actually go into a deal with the fabric seller.
Okay.
If they have bulk production, they can keep some for you. Or you could do 50% payment.
Okay.
When you have need for that fabric, you come back for it. But tying down your resource, that's your operating capital, and so if you have to pay salaries, you have to do some things, you will not sell your money, and you can't sell it because you want to use it. Then I will also advise, if you have it, you could actually sell it to other businesses. You have made money from it, you've received that joy of owning it.
Okay.
Yes, you can sell it. Some people want to, you can repurpose it, people can use it for other things, not necessarily what you have. Because I see that you have beautiful eyes for detailed fabric. You have this Afrocentric fabric. And we might be looking for it out there. We don't know where to get it, but you know where to get it. So sell it to us. We know what to use it.
Okay.
Right?
You
can make money from actually doing that. I will not tie it down to our environment, but globally, prices have gone off the roof. How are you coping?
Well, I try not to increase my prices, you know, often, because I see that it puts people off, because today it's 10,000 and tomorrow it's 11,000, and it's like, you know, you're taking advantage of the situation. So what I try and do is make sure that when I'm calculating my cost, I project, you know, that, okay, because most of our fabrics are imported, even though they are African grains and design. Yes, a lot of the Ankara are imported. It's the Ajirek that is totally made in Nigeria. So for these ones, this is Ankara, it's imported. So I just say, like, okay, the lie is this. So I just, I think extrapolate, I think. So when I'm calculating the cost, I kind of, you know, increase it a little bit. And make sure that if dollar increases tomorrow,
it can still
cover that cost, and then I don't have to increase my prices. So I have some prices that have been, you know, still since last year. My profit margin might reduce a little because I'm considering the fact that not everybody, you know, can afford everything they want. But if they know that this product, you know, the price might not actually increase. Oh, I saw it last year and it's 7.5, and okay, 8,000 is not bad, let me buy it, you know. So that's what I think about, that's how I think about it. I don't want to be that vendor that is always increasing the price all the time.
Well, I want to believe that your ideal customers, your clients, the corporate environment, they understand the situation.
Okay.
So don't be the one that is working and not getting the value of your work. Because if you buy this as a certain amount and you sell at what you have calculated, at the end of the day, you go to the market and you cannot purchase, that's not what we want, okay? And I don't want to use the word. But what you could do is communicate to your target audience as things are changing.
Okay.
Because business is not only for you buy and sell, you also need to communicate.
Yeah.
Things that are happening internally, but you also need to know your boundaries. So communicate what's going on, what is changing. If big organizations are doing it with us, I'm sure you've got the email company you use, they sent you an email that your prices were changing. So
you also have to do that.
And be fair enough in whatever you're doing.
Okay.
So is there any other cash flow challenge that you're facing as we wrap up?
Nothing that I think about right now. Sales
is coming.
Yes. I can do better, because I really would like to have retail customers.
Okay.
You know, people that love what I do, people that are thinking about, you know, oh, I want a bit of Africa, I want a bit of the culture and the color in my outfit. I'm looking for those kind of people.
So how are you looking for them as Rabbi? How? What have you done?
I post sometimes on social media, not often enough.
But I will advise, put yourself out there,
yeah.
Let them know what you do, who you're looking for, what you can do for them,
yeah.
Because marketing is all about creating demand for your product or your service. So go out there, create that demand, And I believe the next time I see you, your story would have changed. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Julia.
It's my pleasure having you here. Thank you.